B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is the fastest way to get in touch with engineering. You ready?
Yep.
Engineering? Zoe's computer's not working.
It's not working again.
And I checked it out. I verified that it's not Zoe. It's the computer.
Oh, man. Okay. Always by my side.
I just want to verify that so you don't think we're full of crap.
Is it the computer or the keyboard?
So the keyboard, has a button that is not functioning, so and we need that backslash, backslash to log in right now.
How cheap this keyboard is? It's like you bought it in SkyMall or something.
So when you type the backslash key, what?
You get the pound else. Sign.
I get a pound sign.
So instead, do pound sign, and that will give you the backslash.
Pound you.
How do you think
you're
reversed?
Understand that.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's some setting on the keyboard setting. So where you're supposed to do the backslash.
Let me do the pound sign.
Let's see if that's true. Someone else come up here and do the simplest thing for you. Yeah, absolutely.
It's called do
have
their job.
That's so simple.
No, your job
no,
is
my
to
job
log
is
into
sit
your
here
computer
and, provide sports
and to solve one tiny problem. The first and probably only
didn't
problem.
Work. Didn't work, Heidi.
What does it do?
Same crap.
What does it do?
I don't know. What does it do?
It gives some odd symbol I've never seen.
Yeah. How you like them apples?
It gives a symbol that I can't even describe to you.
I'd love to not have to write code every time just to log
in. Wouldn't it be
great?
Scott Zolak password.
Such
bang.
A hardship.
Let's make it. You know what we're going to do? If people are trying to break
it. It's a little bit of a
computers.
Problem right now, wouldn't you say, Hardy? I mean, we're trying to shuffle in, shuffle out, get clean.
I don't know, after that 4.5-minute headline right there.
Hey, good job. Love that.
Wow.
Do that every day. Long headline.
I tune in for the Jim Murray one.
That is never a problem.
How's everybody doing that? We good?
Yes.
Doing good? We got Lanny with us today.
I'm logged in.
We got Lanny. Lanny's on board.
Lanny's ready to have some
nice.
Fun.
Lanny's going to open some boxes at 10:50. That's what I want.
Yes.
Lanny. Have you met him?
Very good, Tom. Lanny, every day when he sees me, gives me the McLovin wave when he's coming out of work in Superbad. It's a kind of a, you know, three fingers up in the air, kind of a queen wave type of thing. Like a every day I get the McLovin wave.
That's your
from
thing?
Lanny. Yeah.
That's nice. It's very cute.
Yeah.
Very cute. Let's start the day with some football.
Yes.
We're going to act like we're a training camp, even though we're not a training camp. Yeah. Yeah. NFL. We're playing this thing. We're doing it.
When we doing that, that thing went over real well yesterday.
Oh, my God.
The instruments? Yeah.
We can't do it every day, but do you know how many people have told me how great that was? And I'm like, I don't think it was that great. The people
that's
loved
what made
it.
It great, dummy.
The people loved it. The people really dig it.
What, you want Beethoven to call in or something?
I say this all the time. When someone comes up to you and says, oh, you know what, guys, love the show, whatever. They never mention like, oh, I love that conversation you had about the Bruins. Oh, I love the day you were talking about Cam Newton and
no.
Jared Sidham.
Oh,
no.
You guys had Matt Slater
say,
on that one Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
I had to pull over on the side of the road because I was laughing at something so incredibly stupid that we were doing.
Oh.
Tyler.
It's the sound of Zoe's sister losing her mind.
Supposedly
that's the sound of somebody slipping into insanity.
Now, she said that was a slow buildup. Then I guess he went, and he went nuts after that. And we missed it like animal.
Well,
listen to that kid. Don't build up so slow.
Yeah.
Get to the good stuff.
Get to it.
Uncle Diesel. Play the hits.
You're not Phil Collins yet, dude.
I know.
Play the hits.
Okay.
He's seven.
Do you think we can get Tyler to play the drums from In the Air Tonight? Just get to that part? That's all
yes.
we need. Like that,
probably.
Those 15 seconds?
He's oddly smart.
Four seconds.
Well, I'm saying a little something after. If we could get that, I think, for the next time he calls.
Overrated song.
Be really good. Okay. Football, as I mentioned. Training camp continues. We're going to talk to Bob Soucy next hour. But there was, you know, when Mike Reese writes things, we sort of pay close attention to what it is Mike Reese is writing. Always.
Yeah, he's fed it by the team.
Always the case, right? Yeah. He's very close to the situation.
Him and Phil Yates, fed stuff from team. Yes.
Well, how about this? From Mike Reese, he writes about the advantages of the Patriots starting the season with a quarterback platoon.
Uh-huh.
So we, as a show, recognized this last night at about 7:30. It hit our notes.
Mm-hmm.
And let me read from Mike Reese on why that might make sense. Challenge the opposition. When Belichick considers matching X's and O's in the opener against his former defensive coordinator, Brian Flores, it might be appealing to add to Flores's burden by making him prepare for two quarterbacks with different styles of play. He says, extension of the preseason. ESPN analyst Teddy Bruschi has often said Belichick uses September as an extension of the preseason, which is to say, you'll continue to evaluate the quarterbacks throughout the month of September.
Right.
Preserving Cam Newton's health is one of the advantages of doing it. He writes, so far so good on Newton's return from foot and shoulder injuries. He's passed his physical to sign his contract, passed the conditioning test, but even Newton seemed to acknowledge in his lone media availability that good health in mid-August is not the same as good health when he starts adding up, when it starts adding up during the season. And then also more information on Stidham. This isn't just about Newton. The Patriots have a longer-range question to answer. They would like to know if Stidham might be their quarterback of the future. Those are the five things that Mike Reese outlined, to which we said, what right. is this idea? Is this just speculation, or is this Mike Reese doing Mike Reese type of things? That was last night reading it. Guess what happened this morning?
Oh, Karen Gregan asked Bill about it.
Listen to this. Listen to this from today. Bill being asked about this very idea.
It's actually Phil Perry.
Oh, I'm Phil sorry. Perry. I
thought it was Karen.
Yeah, she tweeted about it.
Okay.
Here's Phil Perry.
Hey, Bill, I'm just curious, based on what you just said about the reps and how eventually you guys would have to skew them one way or the other, could you ever envision a scenario in which it might benefit the team to use two quarterbacks in sort of a platoon style, or would that maybe bring up too many complications for your offense? If you have two guys that maybe have different skill sets, could that potentially benefit the team?
Yeah, it might. I would always say I'll do what I think is best for the team, what gives us the best chance to win. So whatever that is, I would certainly consider that. If it's run unbalanced line or double unbalanced line or 23 personnel or, whatever it is.
Yeah.
If it helps us win, then, I would consider anything.
Oh, that's red meat for the football base right there. Oh, talk to me about 23 personnel, Bill. Oh,
poker in my pants. Dang it. Football sounder, please.
Yeah. That right there.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow, that sounds like this is real, that they're really considering this. I'm not saying they're going to do it. They're considering this, and I hate it.
Hate it. See, this is such a freaking weird year, and you're so far behind as far as install, and the point you really want to be humming at from a rhythm standpoint with all the OTAs and throwing sessions and mini camps and regular camp, you're only in day two, and we're hanging on basically every rep and how they're parsing that out. And it's been pretty even, I guess, with a slight edge to Hoyer based on some of the averages as to who's working most with the ones. And he's looked the best, and maybe he's earned that. But how long can you go that way? And it's so hard to determine, how good a guy could look in practice as opposed to the games. What would it do for Jimmy Garoppolo as we sat there and watched Jimmy at practice every day? Pick here, pick there, sloppy play here, sloppy play there. And then all of a sudden you turn the lights on the game, the kid's a gamer. Like two different players. You need games. You need preseason. You need more preseason than ever with the biggest competition up for grabs at the most important position, quarterback. And you have no games to base that off. You could try and create some pressure in practice and all that, but it still ain't the same. They might not be able to make a decision on their guy, meaning, okay, it's 100% this guy's job. Like when Bill had to make that decision when Bledsoe was cleared medically to play. No, we're not opening it up. It's Tom's team. I'm going with Tom. I've seen enough. They might come at week five, week six of the regular season because you might need first three regular season games to make that decision for you, which tells you you'll probably have three guys on the roster to start the year. All three guys on the roster make less than $3 million combined. It's amazing. You're in an amazing monetary spot with that, which helps you keep all three. So this could be in play, totally. He may need to see more in games.
Split quarterbacks. How do we feel about splitting up the quarterback reps for the Patriots and having a two-quarterback system? Oh, yeah, football. We're talking about it. 617-779-0985 as to why it could be good. Has those got some reasons, as he just gave you? Why it could be downright terrible? We'll talk about that and more on the Patriots coming up. Join us here on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985, the phone number for you. We'll talk to Bob Soucy coming up next hour. We also have head coach Brad Stevens of the Boston Celtics set to join us at 12:50 today from inside the bubble.
We have to remind to, ask him lots of questions. He felt like we were trying to get rid of him last week. You remember that?
Yes. It was rude.
Yeah.
Because we would never do that.
Just keep peppering.
We'd never do that. Just keep asking questions. We'll keep on the line as long as we can.
That's right. Until he says, guys, I got to go.
Guys. Yeah. Guys, there's a game tonight. I need to go. Celtics tip off at 6:30 against the 76ers.
You like at 6:30 spot?
I sort of do.
I sort of don't.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird. I had a tough time
getting in it the other day.
I typically like games to be later.
Nope.
But with there being two games the other night, I loved it.
6:30 is my new favorite start time.
Why? Did you see that the Red Sox have admitted that they screwed up making their games at 7:30? Sam Kennedy, I think it was either Tom Warner or Sam Kennedy in an interview last week.
Screwed up how?
Well, no. This relates to this game start.
The window
time.
And like, what's the sweet spot?
They pushed back the games to 7:30.
Yeah.
Because there would be no fans, and they figured, the later you go on TV, the better you'll do. Yeah. Except they didn't account for, and they admit it. They say they screwed up. They did not account for the fact that a lot less people are going to work every day.
There's no traffic.
There's no commutes. There's people that are home at 7 o'clock ready to watch a game. Maybe even earlier. Hardy's new favorite time is 6:30 because he's an old man.
Old and cranky.
He's an old cranky man.
Correct.
Are you in a better mood today, honey?
Are you in a better mood today?
I've been in a fine mood all week.
I don't know if you've been in a fine mood all week.
No. I think it's funny though that the Red Sox think the issue with the ratings is start time. This 6-18 team would be pulling huge numbers if we started at 7:05 as opposed to 7:30.
Listen, man, there are people that watch the Red Sox every night. They're usually right around the age of 75, but they watch it every single night.
I can't turn the channel.
And Pop Pop is falling asleep in the chair now.
I can't turn the channel. Okay. What's going on? Let me stare at it.
So I think that's part of the issue there.
It's been so nice not getting the old guy Red Sox call, because like we don't talk Sox really much anymore. We'll get,
I'm a Red Sox fan for 73 years. I watch this team. I'm upset.
But they've admitted that they screwed up. They should have started the games earlier for Hardy and his old friends.
Oh, 6-18 team? I am not watching.
Hardy yelled at me the other night on a text that said, I'm not staying up another minute past my bedtime to talk to you. Do you have a set bedtime?
It was 11:20.
Do you have a bedtime?
Yeah, what are you?
If I'm not if I am not in bed at 11 o'clock, I start to get nervous.
He's got to be in bed by the start of the 11 o'clock news.
Yikes. No, no, no.
And
no.
He puts his slippers right next to his bed.
No, no. But I figure if I'm in bed by 11, I've got a good chance of being asleep by 11:15. I get up about 6:15.
I want to tell you
seven
that
hours.
I've made an
I
effort.
I need 7 hours.
I've made an in bed.
What?
Made
an, what are you shaking your head at, T-Bone? What? Too much sleep? Not enough sleep? What's the problem in there?
It wasn't even about you.
Okay.
It wasn't even about you.
It wasn't about you. It was about the Bruins.
All right. So back to Cam Newton, Jared Stidham.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's an assumption here that it's Stidham and Newton and not the whole Cam Newton and Hoyer, by the way, which I think is telling. Not that we needed anyone to tell us that Brian Hoyer is the third most important quarterback on the roster.
He's actually been the most effective guy through 3 days of camp.
Yeah. But Mike Reese writes that it would be a Stidham Cam Newton tandem. Because he's saying, this isn't just about Newton. You need more information on Stidham. Well, obviously, that would mean Stidham's the other guy.
Yeah.
In this duo.
Well, it's like the Jimmy thing. We got to find out if Jimmy can play, right? We need to find out if Jared can play. Like, they kind of know Cam Newton.
How do you not know? You've had the guy question, here for a year.
The question is, Cam can't. You know Cam can play. You need to know if he can fit and play in your system. So it's sort of a double-edged sword here.
I would say this about Stidham. You know, they need to know more about Stidham as to whether or not he's the quarterback of the future. That I get. Do you need to know more about Stidham to know if you think he's good enough to start games for you this year? Shouldn't they know that by now?
You should.
He's been here for a year plus.
I bet he got his ass handed to him yesterday.
Like, you can't tell? They can tell.
Yeah.
They can tell as coaches. This guy's ready to play. We don't know how good he will be, but we know he's ready to take on the job and play.
Can't have three pick days.
And the fact is, they didn't feel that way this offseason, because if they did, they would not have gone out and gotten Cam Newton. How do you deny that? If they thought Stidham was ready, they wouldn't be signing Cam Newton.
But see, it's the timing of when they signed Newton for me. If they signed him in March and they paid him, I'd be, Cam's the guy. It's no question. Like, nobody wanted him. He sat there. They stole him for what they got him for. And he gives them depth and security there. You know, instead of Hoyer, Stidham, and Lewerke, and the other kid that got cut from down in Louisiana, you had Cam Newton in there, in that quarterback group. Throw Lewerke in there. Now you get a little bit of depth there.
By the way, they're making Lewerke wear number 58, aren't they?
I hate that.
It's the Etling number.
Oh, God. Poor Danny. And Danny Etling got cut, and then he got picked up by Seattle. Seattle's got him now. Good for Danny.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Maybe one of the greatest preseason plays Bill's ever
Great
seen.
News. I can't see what the callers want to discuss, but are they wanting to talk football today? We're going to find out. Because Tom is calling us from Georgia. What's up,
hey.
Tom?
Hey there. Hey, this is Tom Packard. Yeah, I'm calling from St. Simon's Island, Georgia.
Hey, Tom Packard. How are you doing there?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Good. I got a little Patriots club down here. It's not very friendly territory for Patriots fans.
All right.
We're making it happen. Hey, listen, I was listening to y'all talk about Stidham, Cam Newton, a little tandem, kind of get them going in there, you know, together. One, I'm not sold on Cam Newton by any means. I just was shocked when they picked him. I really just, I'm not a fan. Stidham, we've watched him, SEC country down here.
Hell yeah.
He can play. I mean, he just needs a shot. But if you're going to, you know, run him tandem, let Stidham carry him from the 20 to the 20.
You watch Cam play in the SEC, and then you watch Stidham, and you like Stidham more than Cam?
Oh, well, I just haven't liked Cam in the pros. I mean, yeah, when he played back, you know, he was great in college, but I'm just not impressed. I don't know.
You Bulldog fan? I mean, you like them Bulldogs?
Yeah, I graduated from Georgia. I graduated in 90 from UGA, so I'm a huge Bulldog. Yeah, through and through, but we're all SEC down here.
How's COVID going down there? How you guys dealing with all that?
As what?
How's the COVID going down there?
We're quarantined big time down here. And we're, of course, in a very popular area for all the Atlanta crowd. We're like Atlanta's playground down here on the coast. We're an hour south of Savannah. And although they bring it down here, they brought us more COVID cases than we know what to do with.
Ugh.
So that's kind of a bummer.
Those
we're
bastards.
One of those hot counties.
Yep. All right, Tom. Thanks, Tom. Hey, Hardy, when you say Savannah, how do you say it? That's to roll off your tongue like molasses.
That's right.
Savannah.
That's from the show.
Murder mystery episode of The Office.
I do declare.
Chris is in the car, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
So I just had a couple questions. Well, I guess one question about the tandem. So with the 23-man personnel, like, are they going to have both quarterbacks on the field at the same time, like kind of doing some of the same things that the Saints and Ravens do? And if they do that, is Cam going to be like running routes, or would Stidham be running routes, or how's it going
to
work?
Okay, this is a good question here, and I'm glad you asked that. Going back to that Baltimore game and also the Houston game later in the year, where Houston learned a lot from Baltimore's success against you and how they stretched the edge with the tight ends, the play fake, the double backs in the backfield, and how tight they ran things and those little boot actions. I just wonder if Bill looks at Cam and says, we could implement that with Cam. Because if it's not, if you need to not do that with Cam because of the injury history, because you don't want to get him hit, you don't want to get him hurt, the shoulder might not be able to take those type of hits, and also the hits to his head he's had have added up over the years. You got to decide if he can run that package, then that's something that could really help you, because that is an extremely hard to defend offense when you have regular big personnel on the field. And that's what New England got caught in. Baltimore smoked them with it, and Houston smoked them with it later in the year. And this is copycat league. And if Bill looks at it and says, hey, why can't we stretch defenses the way, you know, we got stretched with this stuff? And you had linebackers could run last year. You had Jamie Collins. You had Van Noy, who got caught in the middle of some stuff. You had good corner play last year. You had safeties and Patrick Chung that could come down and play in the box. You see what I'm saying? So if you think you might be able to run a couple different versions of the offense, then it would be advantageous early in the year as you continue to do what, Beto? Learn, and Hardy, what type of team you have. And Bill's always told me, week five, week six, I know what type of team I have. And that's in the regular season. So you're really talking 9 games into it after you count preseason.
How often? Give me like a percentage. How often would you be, if they were going to be willing to run some of those plays,
that stuff,
with two quarterbacks on the field?
8 to 10 snaps.
Okay.
About 8 to 10 snaps a game that happened.
Okay.
I'm just based off what I called it against last year.
That's more than I thought.
Yeah.
But there is a guy who is...
But real quick, sorry. That makes... Oh, crap. Now, Flores, with no preseason and no film to go off, Jesus, we got to spend an hour on this on Wednesday, just in case. Even if they don't run it, we got to be ready for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like when Miami threw that wildcat on your ass and you couldn't adapt to it until about 2 weeks later when you figured it out.
Because if you do 8-10 times, they might be thinking, wow, 20% of their plays could be something like this. We have to be ready for it.
And that's all Cam-based to me. Like, I don't think you run out with Stidham. You ran out with Cam, because now, like, Cam, in essence, is another running back like Lamar Jackson.
Who's getting the majority of the snaps at quarterback, though, in the entire game?
So I would think it would be Stidham under this. And I think this, because ultimately we may want Cam to be our guy, but it's going to take a while for him to get to it.
Okay, we got to get this, because this is we're avoiding a major question here.
Okay, what?
Will Cam Newton buy into this? Let's talk about that. We'll do that coming up next after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So dual quarterbacks, using two at once, 23 personnel.
That's sexy.
Is Cam Newton going to go for this?
I like to call that Jordan personnel. I would do that. The tag Jordan. Jordan.
Jordan.
Let's go. Give me Jordan. Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah.
What? Cam Newton's going to go for this? Stidham's pretty much the guy. We're going to use you in certain packages. You're going to get some snaps. What?
I'm going to take less money so I could get my ass in here to get to a place that actually needs a new starting quarterback. I'll take less to go there, even though you ended up having more money than you told me you had.
No shot.
And then I'm gonna share the position like a Steve Spurrier coach team.
Yeah,
he's trying to revive his career. He's not gonna sit there and watch Jarrett Stidham play quarterback.
You watch him dance. You watch him dance around the last 2 days.
He looks great.
Does that look like a guy that shares a position? No.
Nope.
No.
You see his dancing?
I did not see his.
He's already dancing.
He's got rhythm. Like some people,
I got rhythm.
You're born with it, though. You don't.
I got rhythm.
You can't. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you're so
100% born with it.
You're born with it. You're not taught it. Look at Beatle. Beatle's kids have rhythm.
Well,
he ain't teaching them it.
Two of them
do. That's true.
One of them sort of
true.
But that's rhythm.
Suffers with it a little bit.
Boom. You see it. You got the beat. Got this. Got it going.
Ben. Yeah.
This one. Yeah. With the whip. Yep. Like he ain't doing that at home. I know him. Beatle's like, yeah, I'm gonna dance. Dance like this.
It does seem odd, though, that you would have Cam Newton here.
Cam Newton.
In 80% of Cam Newton, right, even from 2018.
Sure.
And your first thought is, it's not enough. We actually need a platoon.
Okay,
you're gonna Omar this situation in Scarface. You're gonna need a couple other guys.
You know where this?
You're gonna need a couple other guys.
You know where this would work?
No, I really don't think so. I think Cam will probably be enough. Or if it's Stidham is gonna be enough. You need more?
It's not going to work. He's not going to deal with that.
If you picked up Tyrod Taylor and he's here, that's a feasible thing.
Right, because he's Tyrod Taylor.
You're right, and he could run.
Oh, I missed Hard Knocks, by the way. Last night. I
gave up HBO. I was paying too much money.
I watched the first episode. Did you?
Oh, I watched it.
It was good.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's way better when they do two teams.
Can you?
I think they
my God. I can't. What did I tell you? I'm not doing any more Zoom. I'm not doing any more Skype. And it was a ton of that crap.
It was pretty good.
It's also on past his bedtime.
There's that, too. It's pretty good. I think it's good that they're doing two teams. They should stick to this for future seasons.
A lot of Zoom, a lot of Skype,
two teams.
A lot of FaceTime video captured for the cameras. Out. Not watching that.
Did you see the scene? What was it? They cut a tight end? Did you see that?
Oh, he was pissed.
Oh, my God. It was great.
He was
one of the
pissed.
One of the better cuts of all time.
You got to be effing kidding me.
Yeah.
Is what he said.
Yep.
That's when you know you're in a room and the other two guys suck and you could say something like that. But
no, he walks into Anthony Lynn's office and he goes, "Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
I've been working my ass off."
See, and I
Anthony Lynn sort of looks at him like, "Huh?" And then after the fact, Anthony Lynn goes over to the general manager's office and says, "Hey, that kid, keep him on the short list." He goes, "He got pissed."
Yeah, good.
He was,
and that's what
he was happy with it.
So. What you do, and this is what I ended up finding out from actually going through the process too, if they like you, and
if they like you,
they'll let you go a little earlier. Like he could sit there and say, "You get these two freaking tight end, two tight ends that are free agents, and you're keeping them." Well, dude, we ultimately know we're going to cut them in the last cut. Okay?
He's not Antonio.
They're not going to play. They're not going to play football anymore. Those two guys. You maybe could play football. We're letting you go to get picked up by
someone. That's the conversation that's going to take place, though, in reverse. Cam Newton's going to walk into Bill Belichick's office and say, "Are you effing kidding me? Cut me. I'm out of here. I don't want this. I'm not doing this. I'm good. I appreciate the invite here, but
he'll get cut.
I'm not doing this."
Yeah.
And then they'll cut him. And I don't think anybody wants that. I don't think Bill Belichick wants that. I don't think Cam Newton wants that. So this can work in only one way.
Is he told this?
Cam
Did they
Newton,
tell him this?
Like, Cam Newton is the guy. Cam Newton is the man, the starter, the name starter. He's playing all the snaps, but those packages can still exist where Stidham's on the field and Cam doesn't come off the field. That's the only way it works.
You're down 4 or 5 minutes left. You want to go 2 minute. You put Stidham in a game? Like, what if that benefits Stidham? Like, I'm reading this stuff now. Stidham looks good today. 7-on-7. Moving the ball, 2 minute working out.
He said we weren't going to do this.
That's what we got to do. When we're not there. I can't. I got to go.
Said we were not going to do this.
I got to go off.
And you're doing it. You're doing it because you like Stidham.
I have zero attachment to the kid. I've met him once. So everybody's like, "You're in a big Stidham camp or Stidham."
You're a Stidham guy.
I'm going off based off what I know about the offense.
Yeah.
Do people understand this? So let's get this out there.
Because you don't believe this can change.
I don't believe that Cam can come in 2 or 3 weeks and pick this offense.
See,
up.
You don't think Cam can change and conform to them, which I understand.
I couldn't do it.
I get it. I understand that belief. But what you don't believe, and I do believe, they're going to change to conform and play his way.
Then that's great. then that may work. But I don't know that. I can't see it. I don't know.
You're setting your ways. You're like Hardy, setting your ways.
I go off like, okay, you don't have preseason football games.
11 o'clock bedtime zone.
You don't have free preseason football games. You have to pick a player that's going to run your football team, your offense. And go with the new guy that really doesn't have a grasp on things right now and is sort of indecisive. You've heard the word indecisive, inaccurate at times, but it's got great energy. We're going to go with the guys that have been in the system for years. They have a pretty damn good understanding and could settle you down if things go awry. We don't want to burn three timeouts first quarter. Call and plays, okay? Lining guys up on the wrong side. Looking like, well, what is the protection? Wait a minute, what's 56 protection mean again? Is that free release back right or left? Like, it's so detailed. Maybe he can do it. Maybe he could speed pick it up. And maybe him speed picking it up and him being 75% is better than 100% Stidham. I don't know that yet. But I'm going to base my opinion or anticipate what I think is going to happen because of how hard this offense is, how Edelman called it calculus, and you got to study and you got to understand it. Dante saying he's a smart guy to run this thing. And I'm not saying one or the other isn't smart, but you had one guy run it a certain way, and it was very demanding for 20 years.
Zoe and I already got a visit from the boss in here today. Jim Lance is in
problem
here.
Now.
I don't know. He came in. It really felt like he was the boss for the first time.
He's walking around different.
He came in asking us some questions and such. Questions you would get from the bosses in programming,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like when Mike Thomas was here, he'd walk in and ask us a similar question to what Jim just did to us.
Yeah.
Well, Mike would come in and give you that stare sort of for a little bit.
Well, yeah, but we just had one of those moments here. So Jim really feels like the boss today. He's trying to fill up those shelves in his office. Billy Lanny is with us today. He's going to participate in the Jim Louth Unboxed segment.
Excellent.
All right.
I can think of no one better to unbox the items than Lanny.
And I want all of his commentary every time he opens something.
Right. And if he thinks it's crap, I want to hear that it's crap.
Yes. Let's do that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know how we do here.
Yeah.
The unboxed segment for Jim Louth as we continue to fill up the shelves. 36 shelves in this office.
Is this ever going to stop?
36. No, people keep sending things. We keep opening them.
This is the best part of it is Jim's going to need a bigger office here.
Here's what we haven't done. We haven't thrown out a single thing yet.
Right. Winship and Alpern are never here anyway.
Well,
why don't we just give them their office?
Every single item that has been sent has been displayed. So nothing has needed to get removed or thrown out to this point.
Good.
Okay. Okay.
Which is really a testament to how good a person Jim is, because there are a few things that would have thrown away.
Right. But we have not
there
done
that. And there were some definite clean-out items.
Okay.
Had they not been shipped to Jim, they would have been thrown away.
Billy Lanny's here. He's going to open a box in a moment. I do have this, though. It says, to corporate Jim from Scott Zolak. On air, Sports Hub.
Yeah.
And then it has a quote. I brought you into this world. I could take you out.
Never forget.
This is from Zoe.
Yep.
I'm going to open it, though.
Sure, you can open it.
So there's a surprise, because you know what's in it.
There's stuff in there.
Well, these actually look like some great items.
Yeah.
This is a, I know what this is. This is a Ken Griffey Sr.
Yes.
Autographed baseball.
Yep.
I like that. Very nice. That's a
good
one.
Looks good.
Zoe is displaying the items that he is donating to the shelf?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I didn't display my items. I just have them over.
I'm coming through. I see one. I'm saving the best for last.
Yeah.
1991 from the Corvette.
It's from my 91 Zoe's Vet. Pennsylvania plates.
Plate.
Yep.
Good
NFL
one.
Sticker on it. Yep. For my helmet.
And
nice one.
Oh, yeah. At the bottom right.
Yep.
Look at that.
So when you get pulled over.
Don't let the police know.
Right.
Cops.
Isn't that where the inspection dates sticker is supposed to go?
Nah, don't worry about that.
Don't need that.
This is from the 1993 Corvette.
Yep.
From the great state of Pennsylvania.
That's right.
And much better says, looking license plate.
It's autographed.
I like the original
one. It's autographed in the lower right corner. Scott Zolak 16, go Pats.
Yep, it's Pats.
So a couple of license plates.
That's going to look good on a shelf.
All right. There's a football card in here of Scott Zolak.
Nice.
Genius
from Maryland, right?
1991, Is that rookie? Is that that's like a college card?
Yeah, college card.
Yeah, that little.
I wasn't even drafted yet. Yeah.
So football card, and then there's this, which I'm going to be very careful with.
Correct.
This was in your pool yesterday.
Found that in my pool. It is dead.
It's not a murder hornet. It's definitely a wasp.
It is.
But, oh, an animal.
It's a nice. Cicada eater. It's a cicada killer is what it is.
It's,
we looked it up.
It's big.
It's scared to hell.
It's got cicada?
Cicada.
Right? Cicada, whatever the hell you call it.
Oh, it's got a stinger on this bad boy.
This thing, yeah, and it has all the same colorings. This is like, it's like
much
my snake. You know how I freaked out with the snake?
Though. Yeah.
And I thought it was like a rattlesnake or a copperhead. Nah, it was like a milk snake.
Okay. Great box of items, though.
But there's like, that's the type of dead animals I'm looking for. Find stuff that's dead. Send it to Jim.
Good.
We ready for
Lanny? I'll tell you a story about the chipmunk I killed the one time. Or a squirrel. I was going down a road, and all of a sudden you said,
there's two very different animals.
No, but it was a squirrel. And I hit doom on the road, and I look at my rearview mirror. And I hit half of it. And the other half's flapping back and forth crazy like this. And I didn't know what to do. So I put the truck in reverse, and I went back.
It started as a chipmunk. It became a squirrel. Was it a kid?
It was half a squirrel.
I like that.
The animal just gets bigger. Was it a person?
No, it was a squirrel.
You can tell us now. Statute of limitations.
It was not
I'm
a baby.
Sure has run out.
And
what, was
never,
it 2 or 3 years
it
ago?
It was Max
no,
Lane.
This is like 10, 15 years ago. I have never felt worse in my life. Never felt worse, but I didn't want the thing to suffer.
He survived, though. Let's go, Lanny. What do we got back there, kid? What do we have?
All right. First box I'm looking at here. I can't make out the name. It's from Rockland. To the Sports Hub, Jim Shelf.
Rockland's kind of no man's land down there, isn't it, Beetle?
Right. I could see Zolak driving this car, yellow and all.
It's a good town. I know people.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Peter
and
Rockland. Oh, Jesus.
Harmon Golf Center down there.
Close
very
to the
nice.
Highway. Close
oh,
to
yeah.
Route 3.
Just a whole
isn't
mess of.
They got a good Home Depot there. You know, I know all the Home Depots.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Lanny. We're listening.
So these are just empty.
What?
Envelope. Empty.
Nice.
There's nothing in it?
Is there any powder in there?
Empty.
What? Is there white powder?
No, these are shipping ones. The adhesive tape still hasn't even been pulled yet.
He just sent him a box of envelopes?
These
He's
are
corporate
in.
Now.
What the hell? Did they use it as packaging?
I think this is literally... Okay, what else we got here? Packaging. Okay, hold on. We got something.
Oh, by the way, Zoe forgot to include this. It's a Patriots mini helmet for the shelf of mini helmets.
We've throwback one with the Roger Staubach face mask.
Oh, he didn't play for the Pats, though.
I know, but that's an old helmet. Yeah.
What do we got here? We got it looks like a yellow Mustang.
Whoa. Oh!
Ooh.
Oh, that's
Camaro.
Cool.
Oh, my kid has a bunch of those,
diecast models.
My kid's got those.
I remember those as a kid. Those were, like, expensive.
I might bring my kid's Lego sets
and
in.
He's cool.
Camaro.
That's
badass.
Really cool.
There you go.
That's a random item that
that's
we will
badass.
Appreciate very much.
All right, I don't know if Jim wants to save these envelopes. These are still good.
Oh, those are good
these
envelopes.
These are good quality envelopes. All right, next one here. Let's see.
You mail my toenail.
Again, send your items to Corporate Jim Louth.
This must be directly from Amazon.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, we got a bunch of signs here.
It's 55 Morrissey Boulevard.
Oh, it's a Patriots door hanger.
Mm.
Oh, the Patriots man cave.
Oh, the man cave.
Oh. Man controls all remotes when the Patriots play.
Oh, yeah.
Navy blue.
I think it did.
Football.
What happens
Tim
in the cave?
Tim the Tool Man
Taylor.
<in the cave. laughs>
Okay, so we got a man cave sign.
Nice.
Bruins playoff towel.
Oh, wave that.
Yeah.
Bruins
wave
playoff
that.
2019. We have a...
How'd that end for the Bruins in
Big Bad Bruins 2019 t-shirt.
Yeah.
Huh. Anything from Game 7?
You said that Tata Tuca. You can put it on his golf bag.
We have a little playoff jar with the Bruins and Celtics logo.
Oh,
Jim and the
nice.
Guys, I'm a huge fan of the show. I wanted to share some of my souvenirs from a few games.
Not some of the guys.
To. I hope you enjoy them. Love you guys. Love the show. Darlene.
Thank you, Darlene.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. You said Darlene or Darlene?
Darlene.
Darlene. Okay.
Looks like a Bruins decal. Good-sized Bruins decal.
Ooh. You can stick out on the wall.
This thing is friggin' loaded. We got a game day book from the Jets game in 2018, December 30th.
Yuck.
Game day book from the Chargers game, January 2019.
Wow. It's feeling like a clean out.
Yeah. Like these things aren't the type of things that fit on
towel.
Jim's shelf.
Yeah.
A Bruins puck, Winter Classic puck, 2019. And then we have a Happy New Year, 2018 from the New York Jets lapel pin. There is a whole mess of stuff in here. And that is it.
All Jesus. Right. That's a lot of stuff. Who was that?
That was Darlene.
Darlene.
All right.
Darlene.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Darlene.
I love when Lanny does his ads for the station.
Darlene.
He reads commercials. He sounds like somebody different. It's
give us
great.
Give us a quick Bernardi tagline there.
Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life.
Yes!
What about Arch Painting?
Arch Painting.
Arch Painting.
Arch Painting.
Woo! If I were Bernardi or Arch Painting, I'd have Billy do my spots.
I would.
That's what I would do.
Because Felger says Audi. Audi.
Audi.
All right. You got something there, Zoe? Hardy?
I got something.
Yeah.
I got from Tom and Newton. Screenshot of a certain person's reaction from a game in 2016. What? Camera then cut to this person who was on the phone as he looked up. It's not autographed. I'm not paying for a frame, but I've kept it in my office because it makes me laugh. And here is the photo that he has sent to us. It is an all-time Boston sports classic moment. All right, you guys aren't looking, so we'll move on.
Well, what was it? You didn't describe it.
Wow. Hey, by the way, when Holt's not listening, go ahead and keep that for later.
Put it up to the camera. What is that? It's John Farrell.
It's Farrell.
That's a good one.
Tom and Newton. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Okay. So
this is a This is like actually ordered from Etsy. It's like a collectibles place. Somebody put money on this.
Oh, there's nice stuff on Etsy. A lot of nice handmade items.
This is Geo Junga with a monkey on it. I love monkeys. Oh, it's fancy. Ooh. What's this? It's a card. It says Geo Money. Certificate of Authenticity. U.S. Geological Survey Benchmark. Jim Louth engraved. It says Jim Louth, Program Director, 98.5 The Sports Hub, Studio 55, above sea, 6.6 feet. It's an actual benchmark that we could put in like cement outside the building, which says our exact level above sea level, and Jim Louth's name on this.
That's actually kind of cool.
And he got a promotion.
And he's the program director.
He's no longer assistant PD.
Look at that.
Don't let Radzik see that. I don't want him to get the news this way.
We got more stuff in here.
Wow. This thing's badass. It's heavy.
Like, you had to pay money for that.
So you like type in the address of wherever you want it, and it gives you all the information for it?
What else you got there?
It comes with a stand for it. Look, this is awesome. Certificate of Authenticity.
I like that.
That thing's nice.
Signed by the engraver.
Whoa. All right.
It's inspected and approved.
Who's next?
All right, I got something here. It's really good. Letter. Hey, Jim. While I have heard Hardy refer to the show several times, I hope you are a Seinfeld fan. Please enjoy this soup ladle, signed by the soup Nazi himself, actor Larry Thomas.
No way!
While it is a vertical item, it should display quite nicely horizontally on the CD shelves in your new office.
CD's nuts.
Thank you to you, Zoe, Bertrand, Hardy, and everyone at the show for all you've done to provide some sense of normalcy during the pandemic.
You're welcome.
These past several months. Happy unboxing. No soup for you.
No soup for you!
Sincerely, John Gagliardi, who I believe is Big Jim Murray's cousin.
Oh.
I think that we're going to...
Oh, soup Nazi signed it.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
No soup for you.
See, something
it
like that.
It says Jim. No, it's personalized. Jim, no soup for you. Autographed by Larry Thomas, the soup Nazi.
I need to put a nail in Jim's wall.
I've never seen T-Bone so jealous as he is right now.
What do you think, T-Bone?
That's pretty good.
Blades likes it.
That's cool.
T-Blades.
T-Blades is in. Anything else? We good?
I think we're good.
Very good. Thank you. Again, Corporate Jim Louth at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You remember when they tried to open the soup? They couldn't call it Soup Nazi, obviously, when they tried to go nationwide, but they tried to open a chain of, like, the soup guy. Soup man restaurants.
It doesn't
like,
resonate.
8 years way. After the show went off the air. Like,
poor timing.
Way to strike while the ladle's hot, guys.
Yeah.
55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass. 02125. Thank you all. Headlines, and we're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.